Oh, damn FDA. Why can't it all be marshmallow?
Ew, Bart, don't put the non-marshmallow pieces back in the box. They go in the trash.
Ooh, you like sweets, kids? I know a place that's sweeter than sweetness itself. In this sweet place, earthly donuts are sour as poison. You'd spit them out, you would. I'm talking about the Candy Industry Trade Show!
How do you get tickets?
They hid them in every millionth Krusty Klump bar and Krusty Klump bar with almonds.
Hey! I have asked you nicely not to mangle my merchandise. You leave me no choice but to ask you nicely again.
Can I come to the candy show?
No, me!
Sorry, kids, but this is the one event I want my darling wife by my side.
Oh, well, thank you, Homer. But take one of the kids.
Marge, they can't carry enough candy. They have puny little muscles, not big, ropey ones like you.
You go, Mom. For the greater good.
For the greater good.
Homer, are all these pockets necessary?
They wouldn't be if you were willing to sit in a hollowed-out wheelchair.
Well, that's the babysitter. No one in town will sit for you two anymore. I have to choose between a grad student at the university and a scary-looking hobo.
Please, the hobo. Please, the hobo. Please, the hobo.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grant.
Oh.
Ashley Grant! You gave a talk on women's issues at my school on how we don't have to be second-class citizens.
Mom, how can you leave us with this maniac?
Hurry, March. If we get there early, we can get our pictures taken with the two surviving musketeers.
Well, there's also a baby somewhere upstairs.
So, you're one of those don't-call-me-a-chick chicks, huh?
Sorry about my unenlightened brother. He will make the next few hours a living hell.
Oh, I don't know. See this, Bart?
Disemboweler 4. The game where condemned criminals dig at each other with rusty hooks.
Mm-hmm. Do a little housework and you can play for 5 minutes.
No way.
Yes, I'm...
See, Lisa? Nails aren't hard to tame. They all follow their video cartridges.
Ow.
Mr. Goodbar to the front desk. The front desk is looking for Mr. Goodbar.
I feel like a kid in some kind of a store. Yeah! Ooh. Right. Ooh-wee. Exquisite. Ooh, you'll do well. Give me those.
Well, as you can see, I have created a lemon ball so sour it can only be safely contained in a magnetic field. The candy, known as 77X42, ignite. Where the hell is the candy?
I don't know.
Hey, sir, try our wax lips. It's the candy of 1,000 uses.
Like what?
One, a humorous substitute for your own lips.
Keep going.
Two, Ooh, I'm needed in the basement.
Oh, you're going to have to put some sugar on that celery or get out, ma'am.
Ooh, gummy bears! Gummy calves' heads! Gummy jawbreakers!
What's that?
That is the rarest gummy of them all. The gummy Venus de Milo, carved by gummy artisans who work exclusively in the medium of gummy.
Will you two stop saying gummy so much?
Must have rare gummy. Distract the salesman.
No, I won't make a spectacle out of myself any further. Oh, how'd they get there?
Now, this is going to take all my skill.
Hunt! Run, March! Save the booty!
After him!
See you in hell, candy boys!
Hey, Lisa, I found a big caramel deposit at the small of her back.
I'm coming.
Ah!
Wait a minute. Where's my gummy to Milo? Okay, don't panic. She can't have gotten far. She has no arms.
I'm sure it'll turn up. Take the babysitter home now. She's been sitting in the car for 20 minutes.
Relax, Marge. There's plenty for her to do in there. See? She's having the time of her life. So, a graduate student, huh? How come you guys can go to the moon, but you can't make my shoes smell good?
I'm sorry.
Ah, nobody's blaming you. Hey, could you take the wheel for a second? I have to scratch myself in two places at once.
Just drop me off here.
Precious Venus. Thank you! Hey, kids! Got some candy left for breakfast.
Why don't we give it to some needy children, then?
Oh, no, the candy convention here has tracked us down!
There he is! There's the man that sexually harassed me!
Oh, woo! For a minute there, I thought it was in big trouble. It's just a... No!
2, 4, 6, 8! Homer's grammar is very great! Great, meaning larger
events
we use it in the pejorative sense.
Marge, I swear I didn't touch her. You know how bashful I am. I can't even say the word titmouse without giggling like a schoolgirl.
At any rate, I believe you, and I think you should go outside and straighten this out. Some of their chants are very catchy and memorable.
You grabbed me in the car!
Oh, Zed, no! I was just grabbing a gummy Venus de Milo that got stuck to your pants.
Yeah, right. That's the oldest excuse in the book.
Come on, I'm a decent guy.
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt? That's where cooties come from.
Dad, I don't understand. What is she saying you did?
Well, Lisa, remember that postcard Grandpa sent us from Florida of that alligator biting that woman's bottom?
Oh, yeah. That was brilliant.
That's right. We all thought it was hilarious. But it turns out we were wrong. That alligator was sexually harassing that woman.
And the dog in the copper tone ad, same deal, Dad?
Well, that's kind of a gray area.
We know you're innocent, Dad.
Thanks, kid.
They seem to be building some sort of a shanty town.
Do your worst, protesters. You can't stop me from living my life.
No sexual women, no peace.
Just try to put the right buttons down.
We ain't crazy about nuclear power either.
You people aren't allowed in here.
It's okay, they're with me. They're ruining my whole life. Marge, please, this is where I need you the most. I'm counting on you to do something or say something to make it all better. Okay? Go.
Homer.
Huh?
I already talked to the indignation coordinator out on the lawn today. I told her you were a decent man, but she wouldn't listen. Besides standing by you and supporting you, there isn't anything more I can do.
You mean I'm on my own? I've never been on my own. Oh, no. Unowned. I need help. Oh, God, help me. Help me, God. Yellow.
Hello, Homer. This is God. Freddy Jones from the TV magazine show Rock Bottom. We're aware of your problems, and, Mr. Simpson, we want to help.
I saw that report you did on Sasquatch. It was fair and even-handed. I'll do it! Somebody had to take the babysitter home. Then I noticed she was sitting on the gummy Venus, so I grabbed it off her. Oh. Just thinking about that sweet, sweet candy. Oh, I just wish I had another one right now. But the most important thing is...
That was really great, Mr. Simpson. We got everything we need.
Okay. Say, can you introduce me to the Sasquatch? I like his style. Here comes the bouncing ball of justice.
Tonight on Rock Bottom. We go undercover at a sex farm for sex hookers.
I keep telling you, I just grow sorghum here.
Uh-huh. And where are the hookers?
Round back. Oops.
But first, T was a university honor student who devoted her life to kids. Until the night a grossly overweight pervert named Homer Simpson gave her a crash course in depravity. Babysitter and the Beast